Placebo, The Bitter End on XFM 104.9. I'm Ricky Gervais. With me is both Stephen Merchant and Carl, the K-Man, Pilkington.
Oh.
So, you've already got that. That's safe. It's only 4 minutes past. You've got Placebo and you've got us three. So
you're definitely going home with that.
Yeah,
whatever
that's
happened.
Safe. That's on its way to the hospice.
Exactly. You've banked that.
Yeah. Now, do you want to gamble all that to go on and listen for another 2 hours? Well, you could walk away now and you're up.
Yeah, you're up. You're already up.
Right, that's brilliant.
You have not wasted any time.
Do you want to gamble that against another 2 hours? It might be shoddy, it might go downhill, but it might get even better, Carl. What do you say they do? Listen for another 2 hours?
Yeah.
See, we shouldn't have done that.
We shouldn't have asked Carl, because a lot of them now are already taking what they've got. And what they've got is great, Rick. What they've got is lovely.
Yeah.
They're loving that. They're going to enjoy that.
We have got monkey news. We've got cheapest chimps. That's not the same thing. How many radio stations have got two ape-related simian features?
Rick, can I point out now, a lot of people are making that mistake. A lot of people are thinking that Monkey News is exactly the same as cheapest chimps.
It's not.
Let's kiss that fear.
It's not. It's in the same ballpark, but it's not the same.
They're involved.
They're involved, yeah. We've also got some great music, yeah. We've got an amusing sketch about a fly. and Mystique are dropping in.
So the Mystique ladies are coming in.
I want to kick off with a song that is, you know, you've got like half a dozen posing songs that when you're sort of like between 40 and 18, they were the ones you'd put on to get ready to go out or just pose around or be that pop star or think you're on stage or whatever or in the video. Yeah. And embarrassingly, I dug this out and I remembered I used to post this like a motherfucker. When I was about 14, right? It's his Street Life by Roxy Music. You used to do...
Mine was Oops Upside Your Head.
Yeah.
It was just me on the floor in my bedroom. One day, there'll be other people in this imaginary pose.
Yeah. Elbows going everywhere, knocking over vases.
Yeah. But then I remember later, it was Black Lace's Superman, which is something similar. Do you remember that? That was brilliant.
Well,
spray. Ski. Da-ding.
If you've, out there in Radio Land got any funny jokes, then call in on it.
Because we need some.
Street Life, Roxy Music off the Stranded album. That's why I used to jump around to.
What would you have been wearing while you were listening to that?
Well, probably Brutus Gold jeans.
Classy.
Or Green Flash pumps.
Sure. Any socks?
I would have had socks, yeah. I'd have probably been wearing the shirt my mum got me from Tesco's, which was again a Brutus shirt, and it had women in bikinis eating bananas on a chaise longue.
Lots of small ones, or just one big
one? Lots of little small ones. Yeah, so you know, so that was that.
A trilby?
I didn't wear a trilby.
Did you toy with a trilby?
I remember when I was I went on holiday about that time, and I was about 14. My older brother had this leather jacket, and I was on the beach, just you know, in my shorts and that, and I went to get an ice cream or something. I said, "Can I borrow a jacket?" And I put his jacket on, and I was frozen on the beach, thinking they are all looking at me because I look so good. And I also had a straw Stetson. And I really thought, I'm turning into quite a man.
Yes, I'm quite a catch.
Yeah. Just thinking, they're going, who's that dude? Is he American? Has he just come from some sort of rodeo?
Wait a minute, I'm in a bikini and I like bananas. I could be the woman for him.
Oh dear.
What was that? Didn't you have a t-shirt or jacket or something you wore to university that was pretty classy? Didn't it have like some foul language on it or something? What was
that? When I was 18, right, the Christmas, or the birthday before I went to university, got two sweatshirts, one black, one red, had bullshit on them. Just done them
just
the foul. And the red one, all my clothes, the first wash, everything was pink. All my white shirts and my white socks, of course, because I just put it in, I didn't know.
Yeah.
So that I was a man at university with all pink clothes except for a rather nice red sweatshirt with bullshit on it. Turning into quite a man.
Quite a man. Was that pre or post the time you washed your clothes by getting in the bath? And
that was pre. That was the second year when I was in. Had to go and dig. I was a resident, so I had a bath, and you had to sort of like pay for a bath, you know. So I thought two birds with one stone. I got in the bath with all my white shirts, because I was going through sort of, you know, wearing a white shirt and tie, that sort of, you know, David Sylvian sort of fire and everything. And Daz. and I just wriggled around in it.
Oh, God.
I washed myself. It's quite a good exfoliate. Yeah, I didn't do it again because it was sort of not good for the skin, Dan.
Quite sore, is it, around
the region? So there you go. Roxy Music and Street Life. Carl, thoughts?
I just was working out time, really. Just we've got last week we had a lot of stuff that we didn't manage to cram in,
which was good.
So I'm just looking at we have got Cheapest Chimps coming. Songs of Phrase.
Oh, we haven't forgotten about that. Stuff.
Why don't we kick off with that so we don't forget it? What? Cheapest Chimps or Songs of Phrase? Well, the film thing. We did get the film done.
We've also got a new feature, Cheeky Freak of the Week.
Yeah. Incidentally, I should just point out now that someone has, Ashley Phillips has emailed in, because obviously with Songs of Phrase, what Carl does, for those who have not heard it, he takes a phrase that you might hear commonly on the show, and then he uses various songs.
There's this hairy Chinese kid.
With the one
you never see an old bloke eating a Mars bar!
And, yeah, as I say, he uses different chunks of songs, and he makes up that phrase. And, so he has made some suggestions here, Carl, because he thinks that the more common Carl, you're an idiot, fool, etc., perhaps a little overheard, he'd like to, maybe hear Carl, pause, I don't know where to start, which is a common one from Ricky. Carl, which bit of that do you actually think is true? And then there's the regular dialogue between the three of us. Carl, well, you know, it could happen. Me, yeah. sure. Ricky, no, Carl, it could never happen. Not now, not ever. You're an idiot, play a record. So maybe some of those you could use.
Well, will we get it going then,
all right,
today?
Yeah.
This week, we're, do you remember the story about my auntie having wind for 5 minutes?
Yeah? Your auntie, was it your auntie Nora?
Auntie Nora, she was on a lot of medication and stuff.
Sure.
And I think that's a side effect that comes with it. So, yeah, she had wind for 5 minutes, so I thought we'd dig that one out.
Okay.
A classic line. Me auntie had wind for 5 minutes.
Okay.
So I've got loads of songs here.
How many is that?
Me auntie had wind for 5 minutes. 7 tracks.
Oh, that's tricky.
Why do you learn?
Okay, so you need to identify, if you can be bothered, the artists.
Yeah,
that's what we're after, isn't it?
All right.
Okay.
Play it a few times.
Just remember, as many as you can get, because the winner would probably be, you know, who gets 5 or something. So don't worry if you there's a couple you can't get, because you could still probably win.
Here we go again.
Can I just, what's the email address?
It's, well, if they go to xfm.co.uk/Ricky, they can just send them through there and that.
They can send them through that way. Right. Which of these is the prize bag?
Yeah, don't we get them mixed up?
That's the one, is it, Carl?
Yeah.
Alright, so let's see what hot treats you could win. As I get them out, Carl, do you want to play it once more?
Yep.
I recognise all of them except one.
Yeah.
Right, let me see what we've got
two.
Here. once again, Carl, you excelled yourself with an arbitrary collection of DVDs.
Just hanging around, were they?
Just hanging around. Again, I'm always interested to know which of our XFM listeners has tastes as broad as this.
Go on.
We've got the recent BBC adaptation of The Hound of the Baskervilles.
Brilliant.
Okay, fair enough.
That's
we've got, what's this? Is this the... This is, something involving Air, the band Air. I think it's a single, at best.
Yeah.
This is probably worth having. This is the current Flaming Lips album. So you've excelled yourself there, actually, Carl. That's not bad. An XFM mouse map.
They're
as common as muck.
Oh, hold on. You can't give away that mouse mat. It's a piece of foam.
Now, I was going to dismiss the oddball sci-fi movie K-Pax, featuring Kevin Spacey and Jeff Bridges, but, Carl, is it signed by Kevin Spacey? It's signed, yeah.
It's an actual... So win that and put it on eBay for £4.50.
And, Man Alive.
What is that?
Just look at their faces.
Oh, no! Carl! Don't give that. No one wants that unless it's ironic.
Series 1 and 2 on DVD of popular northern-based sitcom Bread.
Buy it, sell it, the game's getting hard. Because someone's dealing you a losing card.
All
had a go. All the actors had a line on that song.
Play the clips again.
Play the clips again. I really want to win it now.
Here we go.
I can't believe this hasn't been done before.
It's extraordinary.
Because right. Most of our ideas have. Verve Lucky Man on XFM 104.9, Ricky Gervais, Steve Merchant and Carl Pilkington.
The emails, I should point out, aren't flooding in on the
but it always takes time when they go through the website.
Does it?
Yeah. Okay. So they'll be arriving in a bit.
Do you want to play it once more for those that have just joined us?
All right, then.
Brilliant.
My auntie had wind for 5 minutes.
Brilliant. Genius.
Name the artists. Rick, I sometimes get off at the tube at Tottenham Court Road if I want to look at the record shops before I come into XFM. And I always cut through Chinatown.
Oh, yeah.
And every time I come through Chinatown, the same thought always strikes me. I always feel like I want to just gather all the little locals, all the little Chinese fellas, just gather them round and just go, guys, in what way is this a town?
It's not, is
this it? This is not... At best, what you've got here is a novelty street.
Yeah, Gerrard Street is not a town,
no,
mate.
No, it's not a town. You've had this for like 100 years. It's
pagoda.
Not expanding.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't just call it Chinatown and claim it's a town.
If I was them, though, and you do that, I'd go, what are you talking about? It is a town. It is a town.
What,
it's
in
our
what
town.
Way?
It is a town. It's our town. We've got all lots of
where's
stuff.
Where's your church? Where's your mayor?
We got a betting shop.
Not enough.
It is.
See, all you've got here is restaurants.
No.
No.
Got a little supermarket with snacks.
What does it sell?
Snacks.
Specifically, I would imagine crackers.
Yeah, yeah. Do you want to buy a dragon? Do you want to buy an ornamental dragon?
If I wanted to buy one, this is where I would
go. Do you want to buy a gold dragon?
Is it made of gold?
No, it's made of plastic, but it's sprayed gold. Do you want to buy that?
It's not a town.
It is not a town.
Yeah. And it annoys me, because when I first came to London, I genuinely thought Chinatown was going to be this amazing, what they've got there is...
You'd hear a gong and...
Yeah,
every
exactly.
time we went in there, right?
And there'd be rickshaws and people walking on those little sort of wooden shoes. You know those ones? They're brilliant, they are. Just clomping around in them. But nothing, it's nothing, it's just... Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It just reminds me of, have you ever been to any of those sort of museums? You tend to have them up north, where they've got, like, you sort of sit in a little cart, and it sort of rides you through kind of, I don't know, it might be,
Newcastle,
the Victorian era.
Yeah. Could I have, half a pound of those sweets, please?
Exactly.
Of course you can.
If there were some animatronic men, it would just be an exhibit.
Yeah, yeah. Their concession to being 100 years ago is that there's some scales...
Exactly.
In the shop, and there's a horse outside.
Yeah.
That's it.
Exactly. Yeah. The traditional sounds and smells of old England.
And the voice of going, of course, there was no television.
Exactly.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. Brilliant. Yeah.
Welcome
to... Chinatown. So it's not, it's a good point.
Is that a piece of traditional music? Ding, 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 ding. Is that some traditional Chinese music, or is that music that someone in this country wrote? Thinking it sounded like Chinese music.
I think it was the, was it the Vapors, wasn't it?
Oh, is that what it is? That?
No,
are you sure they didn't take that from some other source?
Yeah, no, it's that pentatonic scale, isn't it? What is it called? It's the black notes on the piano.
Right, that's the one I can play along with EastEnders.
Yeah.
Do you know what I don't get with it?
Go on.
Chinatown.
Yeah, Chinatown, because I always walk through it on the way to work. A couple of things annoy me. First of all, I think it's bad business, just because... If you've got a Chinese restaurant, put it somewhere where there isn't any others.
It's a good point.
Yeah, but
it's also a community. They're not just a theme park for other people.
I remember going out one night with Suzanne and some friends, and you got there, and there's so much choice. It's that dilemma of, forget it.
Well, not really. Specifically, do you fancy Chinese?
Well, no, why don't you go to the one with the dead ducks hanging in the window? That's my favourite.
That's the other thing as well. It's like... Normally, you put your good stuff in the window. If that's what's in the window.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And the other thing that annoys me, walking through it today, there's always lard on the floor.
What, in the street?
In the street.
It is, honestly. I'm scared I'm going to slip over. It's because all the restaurants and that. But why is it? Oh, that's another point.
Well, it's not oozing out of the restaurants.
No, but why is it?
I don't know what they do.
Just careful. Listen, no, but why is
that's why they used to wear those little wooden shoes.
No, okay, that's we've got.
Yeah, no, but the thing is as well, they try and wash it with water, which doesn't work with lard, and it's like oil.
Famously, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Even I know that.
Yeah, you've got to scrub it.
So,
you think
sorted that out.
Yeah.
You think they'd know, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Right.
Anyway, thanks for your thoughts on Chinatown, Carl.
Right, I'm going to play this thing again, because it is a bit slow today, the email.
Oh, because it's too hard.
It's not too hard, it's just clips of songs. What are the artists? Email in.
Win.
xfm.co.uk.
He's getting annoyed because he's put the work in and no one's... He's getting annoyed! Oh!
Remember, I think Kevin Spacey and the signed K-Pax DVD is probably the only incentive to try and have a go at that one.
Just think you could win by getting one of them.
Exactly. They're coming in now, okay. This is Electronic. Electronic, getting away with it.
Definitely. Do you reckon we'll get away with it? You see, you've worried me now.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's worried me.
My apologies if you're offended at all by my reference to those little wooden shoes. Don't want that talking about, Rick. That Chinese women used to wear. I don't think they still wear them.
We've only had one complaint, haven't we? We got the Sony's that one about talking about the swan's penis. But, you know. Things like complaints is, people complain all the time. It's whether it's upheld, because it goes to an authority. And then they have to go, oh yeah, look, that was in poor taste, or pre-watershed, or
some of the things you've said on TV, though, you must have been stung.
I've only had one upheld, one serious slap on the wrist, for some I said. But,
what was he saying? Can you repeat it?
Well, I can, I was talking about, and it was a true story. I was talking about this little old man. It was his daughter was taken to home because he used to fry up bacon and rub it round his to get the dog to lick them.
Right. And you got a complaint.
Yeah.
And that was it. That's why you got a complaint.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's up with that?
Well, he said it on Songs of Praise.
they said it was in poor taste, I suppose.
What other complaints?
You know, the biggest complaint ever on TV, the most complaints ever for anything on TV, was the showing of The Last Temptation of Christ.
Yeah.
Do you know the second, was I think Anne Robinson putting the Welsh into Room 101.
What, because she didn't like him or that?
Yeah, she just said, well, they're going in the, you know.
She said it slightly more eloquently than that.
Yeah.
I can the people or the place?
I don't know.
I think it was the place, and therefore the people.
Yeah.
What do you mean, yeah?
No, well, you know, my mum and dad have sort of moved from Manchester. They reside now in Wales.
Oh, yeah.
And it is,
Look at his face, turning his nose up.
No, but it is pretty depressing. Do you know what I mean? It's just one of them places that... it's like you go back in time and that when you go there. I mean, maybe the major cities there, maybe Cardiff is alright.
What, even coming from Manchester, it's like going back in time?
It's just, it's like one of them places, it feels like every day is Sunday. Do you know what I mean? It's just depressing and grey and slate.
Lots of vicars walking around going, I'm late.
Well, yeah, it's the sort of attitude they have, right? This is true, because my mum and dad live there and that, right? And they love it, it's alright, it's an healthy place to go when you get older and that. But, this is why they don't move on in Wales.
Well, I'd just like to make another... Sorry to any Welsh people listening, we're not saying you don't move on. Carl is.
No, but...
Sorry about the little Chinese shoes.
The thing
as well.
Is, it's good that, in a way, that they do that, and they don't want to be, like, you know, rushing about everywhere, because the way London is, isn't that great either, is it? Because it's totally opposite here, right?
Yeah.
So I'm not having a go. It is a bit dull. I think even people who live there will agree with me, right? But, like, one of the shops that my mum and dad use, right, it's only a little sort of villagey-type shop, can't be bothered staying open for hours and hours, right? Because there's not enough people to use the shop.
Yeah.
So what you do is, they get used to what you buy.
And leave it out.
They put it in a phone box outside.
They put it in a phone box?
Yeah.
So it doesn't get wet.
So my dad's loving that.
Well,
once he found that out, it was like, brilliant.
But how is that a bad thing? That's brilliant.
Well, it's not for other people. It is for my dad. Because he's picking up all sorts of stuff.
No, he's not!
Oh, yeah.
He's not nicking other people's shopping.
Well, it's not like nicking, is it? Because it's not theirs yet.
Oh! And you've stitched him up on radio.
Well, of course, because they're going to think, who is there in town with a Manc accent?
Who keeps making phone calls. And he's getting fatter.
Yeah.
That's the...
I love that
your dad was excited when he found out.
I can't believe that he's moved there. He's retired to this little village where it's based on trust and community, and he is abusing it. He's using his scally Manc ways.
Bloody hell, Lakers. There's no bread again.
There's old women going hungry.
Yeah.
Their cats aren't getting fed.
and your father is just... I can't... Oh, that's obscene. That's obscene.
Oh, I think it's a die thief. That fella from Manchester.
I don't even think they've got Sky there yet, have they? They can't listen. They won't know what's...
I think you've stitched him right up. I hope you have, actually. I hope he goes down for it. I hope he's hounded out of the community like Frankenstein's monster.
Yeah.
They should get burning torches, go up to the
mansion. Set fire to his cottage.
Yeah. Exactly.
Right, well...
He's out of the choir.
Yeah.
That's Streets.
Yeah. Forget about tomorrow, feeder. Right, listener, I'm talking to you now. Have you seen these posters around with me and Steve on it? Right, it's embarrassing. Right, we were mucking around at a photo session. And XFM wanted to do some posts. We couldn't be bothered to do them again, so we let him have this one. Irony comes back to haunt you, and it looks like I think I'm Simon Templar or something. Steve's alright. But we think that Carl should be in it.
Definitely.
Carl doesn't want to be in it, but it looks like everyone listens to this show for Carl's, basically, you know, innocent stupidity and some great tracks.
Exactly.
They don't listen for us anymore, no. Steve. So I think it should be a campaign... to get Carl on the poster.
Yeah. Well, I should point out that I think XFM are more than happy to have him on the poster.
So it's just him?
You don't want to be on there, do you?
There's no need for me to be on it.
Of course there is.
Why not?
I've got so many emails here, as I'm sat during the show reading them, so many emails saying, what does Carl look like,
well,
what pictures of Carl?
If you go to xfm.co.uk/Ricky, we've got those film bits on there, those video mock-ups where I'm part of it, you can sort of...
That's not enough, Carl.
That.
People want to see your face. You're part of the show, you're an intrinsic part of the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll get you on the poster. Why?
It'll be too much on a poster. They can only take in so much.
What do you mean?
They can only take in so much.
Yeah, it's good with two people.
No.
It's enough.
So what are groups do then?
Well, they haven't...
It's like Ringo Starr is being left off the cover of Sergeant Pepper.
Yeah. Or Rutherford doesn't get in a look in with Genesis.
Exactly.
Well,
you know, which would be outrageous.
Yeah. I'll say, oh, sorry, Tony Banks, you can't be in this one.
Yeah.
It's just me and... You will be very... You see, you look like the Collins,
yeah,
so you've got to be in
I
there.
I don't photograph that well, either.
You're joking. Well, is it because the shiny... look like a little cue ball, because it just shines off the top?
A lot of people as well, you should dispel the myth. A lot of people think, for some reason, that you're fat. Like, a lot of people say to me, is he fat?
No, but that's because I haven't got much hair, so it looks like my head's big.
No, they haven't even seen you. They just think, from listening to the show, that you're fat.
That's because you're northern. They think you just eat chips and complain about the weather.
Well...
complain about the South.
I just think you could answer a lot of your critics.
But then, you see, what I don't like about this world, a lot of people judge people on the way they look.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like
hey.
You do.
If only more people thought like that, Steve.
But Carl, you judge people on the way they look.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. That's what I mean. But I couldn't with me, could I? Because I don't know what I look like.
What?
If I was listening to me on the radio, I wouldn't be able to say, oh, he's a, you know, slag me off and that, because I don't know what I look like. And I quite like that. Do you know what I mean?
I
don't know what you're talking about.
Just believe me, right? I'm right on this one. It's best if you leave it.
Well, we're not going to leave it. We're going to get you on the poster.
Yeah.
I mainly have to see myself on videotape this morning.
I showed him. You know, the animal show I did, the show.
Yes.
I'm doing a video, and I did behind the scenes footage, and I've got you've seen it, haven't you?
I feel a bit of Carl on there, isn't there?
Yeah, it's great. Yeah. It's lovely. He can't believe it. He said, is it playing slow? Because he's so slow. When I come into the office, he's going, all right. That's how you
and
talk.
My head as well. I look like I'm looking into a spoon. I'm not happy with it.
I just think that if we're willing if Ricky's willing to use his celebrity profile for the sake of the show,
yeah.
I'm willing to look like, you know, let's say a fairly handsome, kind of cool customer. I think at least, the very least, Carl, is that you appear on there as well.
Yeah.
You could dress
up. Are you worried that you'll look the worst out of all three of us?
Who am I standing next to? I'm next to Steve. I'm fairly confident.
Yeah.
I like the way it's so predictable. You pull the string because you know what it is. It's
you pull the string?
what were we talking about before? You know, the most complaints ever, The Last Temptation of Christ.
I haven't seen it.
What is it? It's Scorsese, isn't it?
It's Martin Scorsese, and I've bought the film actually recently because I was intrigued to see it, but I've not actually watched it. But from what I understand, the reason that it was so outrageous is because it has a whole sequence which shows what it would be like if Jesus had lived his life and not martyred himself on the cross, but lived his life as a human being, part of which is him having sex. And so I think that was chiefly what the outrage was, that it was showing this godly man to be, you know, as human as he was supposedly, you know, because he's supposed to be human as well. So so that's the reason. That was the reason that there was complaints there. I don't know. I haven't seen the film.
Well,
I can't
say. You see him, do you?
You see him having sex, I think, yes.
Although it is an actor, Carl.
Yeah, it's not actually Jesus Christ.
It's not the real yeah. Robert Powell. It's an actor playing Robert Powell.
You see, sex on films and all that, right? When I was growing up, I'd be watching... No, just saying an example of this, really, right? When I was growing up as a kid and I'd be, you know, watching films with my dad, right? He'd really be enjoying a film, right? And then a sex scene would happen.
Right.
And he'd go...
On film?
film, a sex scene would happen.
Your brother up to his old tricks again.
And he'd get up and go make a cup of tea, right?
Right.
Typhoon? That he'd stolen from some sort of telephone box?
And, like, even recently, he thinks it ruins a film. Do you know what I mean? Because there's no need for it to happen, is there, really?
Yes.
Why?
Sometimes it's warranted. If the film itself is...
Yeah, there's some films it isn't, though. Some films it isn't.
Of course, some films it's horrible.
I think the films that him and his dad watched together on Channel 5... Yeah. Probably not. Is it only on Channel 5 in your house?
But let's put it, if you're watching, you know, I don't know, a late night, Friday night, you know...
From 1983.
Yeah. Illegal Briefs. A beautiful lawyer has to defend a man who may be a killer. She falls in love with him, but does she know a real man?
Oh, dear.
You know what I mean, though.
Lest you forget, of course, that I...
Love Heat. With the bloke that is now in... Go on.
You know, of course, that I, according to the Internet Movie Database, I once appeared in one of those films, in the film Killer Image, a Canadian film, I believe, from 1989. According to that computer...
It's all wrong.
Of course it is, yeah. Apparently I was in that, and I played the role of Kirk.
Was it a porn thing?
No, I think it's just an erotic thriller.
Oh, right.
I suppose
you only had a very small part, though, didn't you?
Indeed.
Yeah.
But no, do you know what I mean? Sometimes you don't need to go that far. Say, like, in this Jesus programme, right?
Film.
What's it called?
The Last Temptation of
Christ. Jesus, stop talking! You know what? What's his name? Is it Ralph in The Simpsons?
Yes.
I draw the kitty cat. It's like talking to that.
Yeah.
No, but right, this temptation thing, right?
Do you know, often we don't get that many complaints on the show. We don't get very many complaints. And I think that's either because there's no listeners, or B, it's because most people agree with Carl, and that terrifies
me. Or they let him off, because it's like, you know, you can plead insanity, you can go mental and kill a few people, where they go, oh, he's a bit backwards.
No, but was it because, like, they're saying that he was having it away? Or is it because you saw it? What got the complaints?
The complaint was the very suggestion.
It was a blasphemous thing, not the fact that you saw an actor's knob.
So what about if they just cut it down a bit and you like, saw the little stable door closing?
It wasn't the baby Jesus having sex. It was the grown man.
The stable door shutting.
No, but you know what they do?
Nativity scene.
Ah, that is brilliant. Then
the wise men saying, I can't believe we brought myrrh, we should have brought condoms.
No, yeah. There's two for one offering,
this. Yeah, I don't know what we were thinking. No, I can sense.
It's just that it's always awful.
Should we apologise now to the Christian church as well? Yeah. So the little Chinese fellas, little Welsh fellas, and the little Christian fellas.
We haven't said anything wrong.
No.
It's like, you see, when I was growing
stable
up...
Stable door. I love the idea that in Carl's world, he was born in a stable, just thought, well, I love this place.
Yeah.
I'm just going to stay here the rest of my days.
This is good here. Oh, brilliant.
But when I was watching telly with my mum and dad, I mean, it still happens now, right? My dad will sort of go, oh, ruined. Good film ruined. Right, yeah. if some sex scene happens.
But what are we talking about sex scene? Are we talking about kissing, or are we talking about penetration and then looking at the camera? Going, are you enjoying this, Pilkingtons? What are we talking about? What is sort of extreme levels are we talking about?
Right, last time I was down there, right?
Yeah.
What was it? Meet Joe Black.
Meet Joe Black is a terrible film.
Yeah.
Right. It's a good film. And then... You know it's going to happen, because, like, the music comes in, Brad Pitt's keeping quiet, a woman's eyeing him up.
Sure.
So my mum...
I love that!
My mum's worked it out already, and she's going, anything on the other side, love?
She knows.
She knows it's, you know, something's,
So you could be enjoying a film and you can be an hour and 10 in, and then some spidey senses of one of them can go, should we turn that over? And the other one goes, yeah, alright.
Are you sure it's not them protecting you from scenes of sex? So that they're, what they're thinking is, what if Carl gets the idea to have sex?
Yeah.
That could lead to procreation. We don't want any more like him. Yeah. We've got to end the line here.
You sure it's not the doctor keep calling out going, you are keeping away from exactly. women, aren't you?
He must never find
out. Are you sure they're not embarrassed because they're watching a sex scene with their son?
It happens every time, right? There's two things that my mum does, right? It's that, if there's sex scene on the telly, she'll go, you know, anything on the other side, love? And the other thing she always says, if ever there's anything on the telly with Elvis in it, she goes, oh, I like him, right? And we all know, we sat there, we know what she's going to say next.
Yeah.
So you don't even bother saying why, right? And she goes, he likes fat, ugly people.
He what?
He liked fat, ugly people. He didn't always go for, like, the good-looking fans in the crowd.
What Elvis did?
Yeah.
Right.
That was always the thing. And
I'm sorry. Now, hold on. I don't know what we're doing now with our lives, Steve. Right, wait a minute. Right. So, your mum says two things, right? She either says...
Is there anything else on the other side?
Or, I like Elvis. There's a pause, because you know what she's going to say next. She says, he liked fat, ugly people. How often does this occur?
Well, because they've got, like, you know, Sky, there's a lot of those channels on. They're like the music channels. So Elvis always comes on. There's either an Elvis film, there's, like, you know, a classic hit by him on.
And she'll go, I like Elvis, he likes fat, ugly people. And what do you mean he likes fat, ugly people?
Is she a fat, ugly person?
Because he's that special Vegas show, isn't he, where he's dancing about, right? Mm. And he's got loads of scarves around his neck.
Towels.
Yeah. And, like, he always hands them down to the fat, ugly ones. Right. And I always say it's because they're the fat, well, you know, they've got a sweaty face because they can't, you know what I mean?
I don't know what world they live in!
I don't know how we've gone for this subject.
What sort of world are you going when you're watching this thing? And what do you mean fat, ugly ones? You mean they're in the front, they're sweating a lot because they're a bit chubby?
Yeah, so she thinks, you know, it's giving them a towel because
but
it's
he's really going, wipe your face, you're putting me off, you fat cow. Stop sweating near me.
There's another one.
What?
So, airy Chinese kids.
Yeah.
Jesus.
We haven't slagged off hairy Chinese kids. We slagged off Chinese... We didn't slag anyone off. We just said they really haven't got a town as such, and they wear shoes. What do we say?
Yeah, little wooden shoes.
And what the
world... I just don't know how we got onto Elvis and big, fat, ugly women. I don't know where we... I don't know how we sidestepped from The Last Temptation of Christ.
Did you see that fat Girls and Feeders programme?
Go
on,
a minute.
Eh?
What's Tom Petty first?
Oh, brilliant. It's a great song. Great band, Tom
Petty. How many
other
radio shows have talked about Last Temptation of Christ, Chinatown, fat, ugly women?
Yeah. In 60 minutes.
Exactly. Incredible. Sony Award winning.
Cheering Breaks, Painkiller on XFM 104.9. Ricky Gervais with me. Steve Merchant and Carl Pilkington.
I should point out now, Rick, that the general consensus from the listeners is that Carl should definitely be on the poster.
But I know
obviously.
That. I know.
There's an interesting email
here. Of course
here.
They should. They're
it just
right.
Says, I'd love to see Carl on the poster, especially as I'm watching him on the webcam today, and wearing that shirt, doesn't he look like Charlie Brown? It's just like Charlie Brown from the Peanuts cartoon.
Oh my god.
That's it. From now on, if anyone ever asks me what Carl
looks like. He does look like Charlie Brown. Oh, it's like great him. Because Charlie Brown has got that thing. You've got less features than Morph. It's just a round head and there's human aspects. It's just the bare minimum. When I draw a cartoon of him, it's so easy.
Yeah.
The thing is, right, if I go on the poster, this is what I'm worried about. Where do you go from there?
What do you mean?
Well, it's difficult, isn't it? Do you know, like, before you were talking about the complaint that a TV channel got about some fella putting bacon? Yeah?
Yeah.
That was me.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were talking about a fella.
I didn't put the bacon on, but yeah, I was talking about it here, and it got a complaint, yeah.
Right. Now, he had to do that to get a kick. Yeah?
Yeah.
Where do you go from there? And it's the same for me on a poster. Once they've seen me.
Yeah. And we get sued by the estate of Charles M. Schultz for using without copyright his most popular creation.
Oh,
it's just that if people don't know, it keeps them interested. They don't need to.
They're not tuning in every week on the off chance that we'll.
They're wondering what you look like.
Yeah, but the ones who are, it just keeps them.
They won't let them down though when they see your picture. It won't let them down. It won't be a letdown.
It's exactly as it should be.
Anyway, competition, yeah.
Right, let's get the answers. Let's get this out of the way. Songs of Phrase.
Songs of Phrase, just in case you've just tuned in, it's a new feature we've been doing. We take songs and chop them up and that, and it's a phrase that has cropped up on the show a few times. This week, we were going back to the classic, me Auntie had win for 5 minutes.
Going back to the classic.
And, let's have a listen.
Okay. Mum, Mum, Auntie
had win. Right, so what you had there is you had the knack.
Yeah.
With my Sharona.
Uh-huh.
Auntie was some Manson track.
What, you don't even know what it was.
Auntie Everything, I think it's called, some album track, right? Then you had Bill Medley, Jennifer Warnes, I've Had the Time of My Life. You had Bob Dylan.
Wind. Idiot Wind.
Blowing in the Wind.
Oh, Blowing in the Wind, was it?
What was after that? Four was, 2468 Motorway. 2468 Motorway.
Yeah, Tom Robinson.
Robinson, yeah. That was the four. Then you had the five from Manfred Mann, 54321. We wrapped it up with a bit of five star for Minute, something about,
Can't wait.
Can't wait another
can't
minute.
Can't wait. Another minute.
So, they're the answers.
Yeah,
we're looking
I've
for someone who, I don't think we got anyone who had them all right. But
nobody got all seven, although in your little answer list then you only listed six, because you got, your numbers went out of sync in your own brain. Well done, once again. Smooth. I tell you what, Carl, why don't you next week at least write down the answers for yourself?
Don't need to.
Well, you clearly do, because you have to embarrass yourself.
Don't need to! You've proved that you do!
Right, okay. Anyway. Well done, I'm going to give it to Paul Tier. PJ Tier, because he got five of the seven. Correct.
Well done.
So he gets,
and he's getting that signed Kevin Spacey
DVD.
Yeah,
if you can just email us your address as well and get them off to you today.
All right.
Brilliant.
That's what you're dealing with.
So you've done that. You've done that competition. That's been put to bed.
Let's have a great tune, Rick. And then what else we got? We got some monkey news.
We got some monkey news.
We got Cheap as Chimps.
We're doing the film thing.
Right.
Got the film thing. What film is it this week?
Silence of the Lambs. You can be owning that by 3 o'clock on VHS.
Is it about $4.99? Bobby, is it?
Thereabouts.
Century boy. Come on, Mark. Some people want a 21st century boy these days. Mark Bowden there. A little bit out of date on XFM 104.9. We can do that, Steve Merchant, Carl Pilkington. Right, it's that time again, isn't it? Monkey news.
Yeah, monkey news.
monkey news.
Right, if you're a new listener, this is where we do a bit of monkey news.
Given his chance on a news program, like Newsnight Review or News at 10, over to Carl Pilkington. Yeah, all right. Monkey's gone mad again. Go on.
Right, we've done quite a lot of good stuff. The one that sort of picked up most of the fuss was probably Ollie the monkey.
I love the fact that they're all monkeys. He's a chimpanzee.
Well, today, right, we're looking at one that's, it's called Coco.
Uh-huh. Oh yeah, the one, the sign language one.
Well, what I've read about him is he speaks, right? God. Highly educated.
Yeah.
Photographer.
Oh, Carl! Carl!
Right.
I love the fact that when he gets a gifted ape, he has to look up to him.
He
realizes that he is superior. I love that. Right. Oh.
And, it also likes going on computer chat rooms.
I can't take this anymore, Steve. I'm gonna be sick. Right. Oh,
which,
gosh.
Right, that's pretty amazing.
You know, if an infinite number of monkeys are in an infinite number of chat rooms, they'll eventually type, which is your favourite episode of Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
Exactly, yeah. Carl Pilkington, you're an idiot.
But the thing is, right, you're saying about the infinite thing again, about monkeys, if you put them in a room with a typewriter, they'll come up with Shakespeare.
Yeah.
I'd sort of agree with that, right, with monkeys who can't do other stuff, but this one I reckon's going to be busy taking pictures and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
I think monkeys that are boring.
Is there a boring monkey? Is there, would you ever have a chimp and you'd go, Suzanne would go, I've got your birthday present, and you have, it's a chimp fella, he's about a sort of like a middle-aged chimp.
No, I'd love it, I'm talking
would
on
you ever go,
the...
I'll tell you what, Suzanne, that one's boring.
No, but I bet the monkey would get bored, I mean. Do you know what I mean? The monkey would be bored. I'd be loving it. I'd love to have a little monkey. Right? But what I'm saying is...
You really would, wouldn't you?
Yeah. If you buy him a camera, he'd be happy again, wouldn't he?
Well... Yeah, but that's just it. You wouldn't get him... It's like... if you can do other stuff, you don't want to do the boring stuff.
Forget the typing. Forget the monkeys typing. Talk about this monkey that's a photographer.
No, what but we are in a way. I'm just saying that that would be happier. Monkeys that have got nothing else to do, if they can't take pictures and that, and they can't go on chat rooms.
They're happy to sit in a room typing away for infinity, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
But he's got maybe a little exhibition to put on.
Do you think...
Do you know that most chimps and apes and monkeys still actually just live in trees? These are in laboratories and zoos and things. You know, that's not the norm. These monkeys walking around sort of chatting and riding bikes.
Yeah.
You know, that's not natural.
Exactly.
No, I know, but it's...
If you left a bike in the jungle and then came back to you, it's like, there wouldn't be monkeys riding around on it. And a book. If you left a bike with a book in the basket, right, and you went away for 10 years and you came back, there wouldn't be a whole new transport system and schools.
No.
They'd eat it. They'd throw it round and eat it.
All right, then, so what you're saying is you can't... See, what I think is, right, and don't take this the wrong way in that, right, Stephen Hawking.
Yes.
Right? Now, he had a bad illness. Now, I wonder if he'd be... I wonder if he'd be as bright as he is if he didn't have that.
Right.
Because he's had time to sit down, he's like, well, what can I do?
Yeah.
They've gone give him a book. And he read it. I like that. Give us another one.
Yes.
He's got a lot of time on his hands.
Yes.
Now, what I'm saying is, monkeys... Yeah,
right.
They... That, this one here, Coco, which I think was a gorilla...
Right.
Right. That wouldn't have been happy on a little keyboard, just doing that Talking all day, because it'd be going, well, I could be out taking pictures.
Sure.
Play a record!
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Play a record!
Yeah.
Done.
You're an idiot!
There it was. There's the catchphrase. Once more.
He is! He's an idiot!
Sure, sure.
Athlete, El Salvador, on XFM 104.9, I'm Ricky Gervais, with me, the amazing Steve Merchant and the incredible Carl Pilkington. Alright?
Right.
Right, we've done that, monkey news. Right, straight, let's hit them dead. Let's go straight with cheap as chimps, Carl.
Right, well, this will probably finish today, to be honest.
Oh, okay.
Right. Because what if we looked at cheapest chimps, we found out that...
They eat one banana. Next, go on, do this one.
Eat one banana a day and that.
Yeah, that's
right,
it, brilliant.
So what...
It was a long-running feature, go on.
Sorry, can I just ask again, what are the rules with cheapest chimps?
It's just, you know, if you wanted a chimp, how much would it sort of cost you?
Brilliant. <All right>. Title come first?
So, yeah.
Yeah.
As always, that's the way to do it. Right? Mm-hmm. Cheapest chimps. I thought I'll go online and see, you know, if I could buy one.
Mm-hmm.
How much do you reckon?
£6,000.
To buy a chimp?
Yeah.
I know, a ridiculous amount. Where can you buy them from? What sources? You shouldn't be able to buy them.
eBay.
What do you mean, buy a chimp? From who?
There was this website that was selling stuff.
What, you could actually
What are you talking about?
Right, here we go then, right? I looked at it. Here's some of the other animals that were on there.
No, wait a minute. Are these poachers?
I don't know.
What, the zoos that got bored with them? Where can you buy a chimp?
I don't want to give it a plug.
Right, go on.
Website, right?
So what are the other animals available?
Right, well, I'll give you some prices with the other animals, then you can try and work out if it's cheap as chimps, right? So, right, a camel. What do you reckon?
£25,000.
Right, $8,000. For a camel, right? Sloth?
£40.
$3,000.
Right.
Last one. Bengal tiger.
Oh, that's gotta be pricey. $12,000.
$1,800.
What?
Yeah.
Carl, this is an awful website. That can't be true, mate.
Right,
that's awful.
A chimp.
Well, $5,000.
I'm gonna go with, $1,000.
$55,000.
What?
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense.
It's mad, isn't it?
Yeah.
So,
but I don't know what to say, because this is rubbish anyway. What website can you buy? Okay, get me a tiger. Here's a grand. Get me a tiger.
Well, I don't know.
You're an idiot.
If postage and packages and...
Sorry, so where does the chimp's element come in?
Well, that's
aren't you supposed to shout, it's cheap as chips at the end?
Well, it isn't, that's why I want to finish the feature.
I don't know what is the cheapest chimp.
Oh, this is amazing. This is amazing broadcasting.
So
we're up for a Sony Award, aren't we? I hope they're listening, because it's ours.
Yeah.
I mean, it must, with features like cheapest chips ascending, because they're not.
It's in the bag.
And really. Do you remember? Here's Athlete. Can't stop the spirits when they need you. This life is more than just a read-through. Can't stop the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Well, I've got news for you, boys. I don't want to stop you. I love your funk rock fusion. Word of warning, no nudity. Repeat, no nudity at this gig.
I do it like you. I think you should host a whole show like that. It's lovely that. So, have you ever done any, like, DJ, like, proper DJ, like, in a pub or a club? Because I know Carl had his own. I had my own disco when I was a kid.
Yeah, not proper. I had a gig once when I had to, it was, 2 nights a week in the local pub. Just the 2 decks that was in a suitcase, you know, those sort of all-in-one thing. And they just wanted the same records. They wanted, Rod Stewart, Baby Jane. They wanted, about 10:45 when they were drunk, they wanted Don McLean's American Pie, which they all sang along
course,
to.
Yeah.
Uptown Girl they liked.
Right.
But yeah, I didn't used to do the talking
at all.
Did you
do the patter?
No, I couldn't. I just don't understand it. I just love those wedding sort of DJs that they have to give you extra information. Yeah. They can't just play a song. They have to say things like, ooh, all the way back there in the Commodore's easy. It's sort of like, they have to tell you something.
Who's listening?
They're just going to play the next record.
It's a
wedding, yeah.
It's like, what, there's like the controller of a local radio station listening. It just happens to be at the wedding, thinking, hang on.
Hold on, he's played a record, but he's got extra information. Well, they should do useful things at a wedding. Like, will the overweight aunt in the purple dress please now take the floor with a little unfortunate kid and let him hop around?
As the dance floor is currently empty, will any 8-year-old boys wearing those tiny tuxedos please slide across the dance floor on their knees? until they are taken home and put to bed early.
I went to one once. And the bloke who'd hired it was went to the DJ, and this DJ that had come with this sort of party wanted a 70s disco, and he looked like Woody Allen, right? And I was sure he used to be a gentleman's outfitters, yes. Like, and he said, oh, I wanted a 70s disco, and he went, well, I've got Bicycle Race by Queen lined up, I've got ELO, and I've got Cliff We Don't Talk Anymore, so, and he went, well, I went sort of more disco, he went, I don't really want to blow all my Earth, Wind and Fire before 10. But it's like old plan.
There are rules. Will the 17-year-old girl who's dressed like Avril Lavigne please tut loudly because I still haven't played anything by Linkin Park?
Will the 45-year-old woman recently divorced please cry now?
Yeah,
please cry now.
Please cry now because it's clear you're never going to find another man. Because you used to be a DJ, didn't you? Because there is a sort of rule, definitely. Fun. I remember there was like, you know, what I learned was that there are certain tunes you just do not play early on. Oh, What a Night, for instance.
Dun, 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 yeah.
You never play that before, like, 11. You want that last hour before they've got to go home to be non-stop dancing.
When would you pop on Dancing Queen?
Interesting, thanks for that. Is there a buffet being served?
Yes.
Yeah, well, definitely post-buffet. I remember there was great days. I was reminded this recently by ITV's Reborn in the USA. There was a great time where you could come out of the buffet or any kind of speech with a bit of Gina G. I remember there was a great period for a couple of years where that was always a barnstormer.
Sure.
What about, because the danger is, of course, you go back to the 70s, maybe you've got Dancing Queen, but how many do you play before you come into the 80s with perhaps Billie Jean?
Or Soft Cell.
Soft Cell's always a classic, yeah. I'd love to hear that. And, because there's always controversy now as to whether Love Shack is overplayed. I know that's a big discussion
I've
now.
I've never liked it. I just like, will any 35-year-old man please now dance ironically to Bombastic in the vain hope that someone would actually find them attractive?
What
Love Shack, oh no, never liked
Come
it.
Come on,
I never, I never, yeah, alright, I just never liked any records that with a hint of novelty about them.
Mm. They are popular though, they're floor fillers.
I hate them.
You haven't done DJing, have you?
Exactly.
What do you mean?
You haven't done it, have you?
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah.
Not you didn't play Dexys Midnight Runners?
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't plan it out that much when I did it. It was like, I knew I had the tights and cigars to give away.
Yes. Yeah.
Which he stole from his parents' bedroom beforehand.
Yeah.
Why were you giving away stuff at a disco anyway? Why aren't you just playing records?
Because people liked it, didn't they? If it wasn't...
It hasn't changed. We're doing this. We talk rubbish, we play records, and we give away crap that we found.
Yeah.
It hasn't changed, has it?
And, So I had some good times. I mean, for people who haven't been listening all the time, it was called Pilkey's Making Music.
Yeah, called
it
Making.
It was like Pilkington, and my mate was called something Making, and the music is what we played.
Yeah.
Right? And I had some cards made. I had some nice blue glossy cards made, but they were quite expensive.
Yeah.
So I used to hand them out, and then they'd say cheers for that, and say, no, write it down. Write the number down, I want that back.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Because they were quite pricey.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Classy businessman there.
I think
Richard Branson used to do that.
I think so, yeah.
Saved a bit of money, because my dad made some lights, sonny. He just like...
He said he made them, he found them in a telephone box.
Yeah.
People were making phone calls in the dark.
Yeah.
Around the neighbourhood.
Exactly.
It was just white bulbs in like a box and like my mate making. He used to just flick them on and off, like the thing. And then they'd be in time with the music and that. And,
perfect.
Well, you had to sit there.
I love that. We got our sound for light system. What's his name? Colin.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Right. So.
Did you ever rent him out?
Right, well, we never had any disasters, right? But my mate did one. Right. And I don't know if it's that funny, really, but it.
Go on.
I'll have to tell you anyway, right? He was doing this gig, and it was probably one of the biggest gigs, right, that he ever had. Must have been a couple of hundred people there.
Yeah.
And in like a big sort of warehouse thing. Anyway, for some reason, there was some problem with a big speaker that fell, right? So, the police turn up and stuff.
Right.
And they try to control the night, and they're going, can everyone sit down? Can you sit down? So anyway, you get a few, like, little groups of people sitting down on the floor, and people were still stood up, and the police were saying, look, you know, we're going to cancel this whole night if you don't all sit down, and more people are sort of sitting down. It's going on for about 20-odd minutes, right? Will you please sit down? And it gets to this point when there's just one lad stood up in the middle. And he's going, look, you're ruining it for everyone. Will you sit down? And it goes quiet for a bit, and someone's muttering something. And he goes, ah, the lad standing up has got calipers on his legs. Can we have a round of applause for the kid?
Who said that?
It was this lad who was doing the DJ. He was the DJ. So, like, they kept the police and everything, were saying, well, you sit down, you're ruining it for everyone else.
Dear. You know, the quick way to sort that would have been to
play James.
Yeah. Or sit down. Yeah.
But most of mine were, I had good nights.
Yeah.
Always got rebooked and stuff. And
I had a bunch of Venture Scouts, went mental once, had a food fight.
What were you playing to Venture Scouts for?
Well, we got booked by everyone, Rick. We started with weddings and local, you know, things, but we soon went up. At one point we played a massive gig in a big tent. In the middle of nowhere for some scouts, and they absolutely loved us. Rage Against the Machine, oh, they couldn't believe their luck.
Do you know when they say, weddings and bar mitzvahs, do they get a lot of discos playing bar mitzvahs? Is it a big, I don't know.
So.
What happens at a bar mitzvah?
Well, I've never been to a bar mitzvah.
Could someone phone in if you've had a little bar mitzvah? Tell me what it was like. What did you play at a bar mitzvah? I don't know what the occasion is, really. It's becoming a man, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right. We learned something, won't we, Carl?
Yeah, all right. Do you want them to phone in?
Yeah.
Do we?
Well, okay. I want to know if they really do have DJs at bar mitzvahs.
All right.
Oh, wait, so
how interested are you in that?
Well, you know, I don't want to embarrass myself one day.
Sure.
Let's see, Carl, you've got to learn, haven't you?
I'll tell you what, have we got time for the film thing as well?
Yeah, play the film thing now.
No, let's play a tune. Let's play a tune. Oh, I can't believe my luck.
Better Cure?
Yeah. Forest, The Cure, on XFM 104.9. Wow. Brilliant. Someone called in, she's been to a bar mitzvah, and they do have apparently a crap disco. And apparently...
And what happens?
Well, Carl asked her what happens. She said, you just sit around and see the kid who's getting bar mitzvah, or the man, now, get given loads of money.
Right.
And I said there's a female equivalent. And apparently there is a female equivalent of a bar mitzvah, but she didn't know what it was called.
What's that? A bar titzvah.
Right, I'm just going to add to the list of people we've offended. Sorry to Jewish people as well.
Yeah, we've got
to... So, sorry to Jewish people, sorry to Chinese people, sorry to Welsh people.
Ugly fat women.
Well, don't put the Welsh in twice. Sorry to Elvis fans.
Elvis fans. Animal lovers.
Animal lovers. Brilliant. Lovers of great radio.
Yeah.
That was, music lovers. Good, well, sorry about that.
Apologies to all of you.
And,
we haven't even had time for, We haven't got time for the film thing this week.
Oh, why not?
Just, it's running tight, really.
Are you sure?
We haven't done Cheeky Freak of the Week.
That's a new feature,
yeah, isn't it? That's a new feature.
Cheeky Freak of the Week. Let's do Cheeky Freak of the Week. What is the cheekiest freak of the week? So, I'm just going to apologise now. I've just had freaks, sorry to freaks. Okay, right, go ahead.
Well, I say it's a new feature, but we've sort of touched on it in the past with...
We always talk about freaks.
Hairy Chinese Kid.
Yeah.
We've had, The Pillow Man.
Yeah. Are you called a draft excluder?
Just making out of that, would you riff on this?
People without arms and legs.
But at least, you see, The Pillow Man, what do you picture? Because I was saying to Ricky in the week, right, I'm a great fan of The Elephant Man.
Mm. That's his favourite freak,
The Elephant Man.
Do you know why he said, he said, because you get what you pay for. When someone says The Elephant Man, you get what it says on the tin. Right. You know you're going to get it.
Yeah. Imagine, Steve, if you had a mate and you said, where are you going? He said, I'm going to see my mate. And you go, which mate? And he said, The Elephant Man.
Yeah.
Straight away, you haven't even met him, but you know what he's going to look like.
Yes.
Right? That's what I like about that. Hairy Chinese Kid.
Yeah, you know what you're going to get.
Pillow Man.
Yeah.
Not so good.
What does that mean?
It could be one of those big fat things on that show, couldn't it? A big pillow, like a...
Yeah.
You know, that big thing about the fat people in feeders, they were getting up to like 60 stone and that big one. And there's a thing called fat admirers that just fancy fat women, right? And
you writing that down?
Yeah, sorry. And they had blow up versions. It looked like a bouncy castle.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. you'd be knackered when you blew that up.
Yeah,
you just wouldn't want to go forget it.
Yeah.
Oh, God,
that's people being cruel as well, isn't it? Because after watching the programme on Channel 4 about the, you know, the fat people and fellas who like them and stuff, there was a story on one of the news websites about some fella in Germany, right? He was a big fella, must have been about 50 stone, and he fell over, right? And I think he hurt his ankle or something. And...
Timber!
They sent firemen... Instead of, like, an ambulance.
Yeah.
So straight away they're having a bit of a laugh.
They're not, no, they've got winching gear.
Well, they didn't, no. They didn't have winching gear. They had to use the hose pipes.
What?
To carry him out. I think it was Ananova, that news website. They had to use the hose pipes. So they made, like, a bed using the hose pipes.
Oh, yeah.
And had to carry him out on that. And then they had to sort of get him into a special truck, they said.
Mm.
And do the same when they got to the hospital. I mean, that's a bit...
That's mad, isn't it?
They shouldn't do that.
Although, Carl, I'm loving that story. I'm just worried that we're not going to be able to fit in Cheeky Freak of the Week.
What's Cheeky Freak of the Week?
All right, Cheeky Freak of the Week. Something I found on the net.
Yeah.
A fella who had 27 toes and fingers.
In a jar?
No, still on him. And proper ones as well, not like little stumps and that. Proper, fully formed fingers.
Was he a pianist? Close-up magician.
I don't know what he did. He just said that he's...
Cat's cradle professional.
Did he ever work on finger bobs?
He was saying in the week.
For the crowd scenes.
I'm now going to do Braveheart.
Yeah.
He said about the Elephant Man. He said, I want to do a thing right with freaks, where it's good and bad. He went, what you said, the pro about him is...
What about the fella with loads of fingers, or...?
No, the Elephant Man.
Well,
He said the bad thing is he stretches his jumpers.
When he puts them on.
Yeah.
And what's the good thing?
Sort of, he never gets up and goes, oh, my hair's a bit of a mess today.
No. He's always having another bad face day.
I like the complaint about his head and shoulders. Are you taking the piss?
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
So that's freaky.
Didn't you see an elephant woman in Manchester?
Yeah, leave that.
What do you mean, leave it?
No, because it is sad.
Oh, no, it's sad. But I mean, I don't know what my next sentence is.
That should be the end.
I don't need to say anymore. People will know what she looks like. It's a good name for her.
Did she like buns? Oh dear!
It was when my dad was a taxi driver, and I used to sit in the front.
Yeah.
And she used to get a lot of taxis.
Yeah.
And
he only charged you half price, didn't he? He was a good guy.
Well, the bad thing is, as well, with people like that, you don't want to offend them because they never forget.
Pilkington.
I was sat in the front of the cab and my dad goes, right, we're going to go and pick the, you know, the... I'm not, can't even tell you the name, he's, it's just evil. Right?
What do you mean?
No, leave it, so she's got...
No! Carl! Tell me what he said!
No.
You've already stitched him up, he's Stephen things from Little Welsh Fellas.
I don't care.
Right, what did he call her?
Steve, back
no!
on this, I really don't
to be
Carl.
Fair, our opinion of him is already pretty low.
Look, tell me what he said.
No, it's not, I'm scared of what my dad gets, it's the person who's got...
She's not listening, is she?
Well, her headphones wouldn't fit on her head.
Tell me what he called her!
I don't want to.
Tell me what he called her, Carl. I'm getting angry, man. Tell me what he called her.
No, I'll leave that. Honestly,
tell me what he...
It doesn't matter.
Tell me what he called her! Carl, just... I'm going
to
go...
I want to know what he called her.
You're not going to stop this show. We're not doing the next show until you tell me what he called her.
What did your father call the elephant head woman?
Tell me.
Spudhead.
How old were you?
I don't know, about 9.
Did you expect to see a potato with a dress?
He did sort of, again, it's a good name. Do you know what I mean? I had an idea of what it was going to be about, and he said, do you want to stay in the car, set you on, because you can't...
Spudheads, you've got lovely eyes.
Can't.
Come on, man.
That's it, by the way.
Is that all? Is that all?
Oh, cheers.
Goodbye.
Brilliant. Well, let's end with the LL Cool J.
Yeah.
See you next week.
Don't call it a comeback.